changed the translation, and now we have to learn a new translation to pray the Lord's Prayer together at Mass or at other times. No, the translation has not changed. It's just that two of the Gospels tell us of Jesus' response to his disciples to teach them to pray. And his response in the Lord's Prayer differs one from the other, slightly at least. The first version is from St. Matthew's Gospel, and that's the one we are familiar with and use at Mass. This version from Luke's Gospel varies somewhat from that, but certainly is essentially the same. But what we might consider as we hear Luke's version of the Lord's Prayer is that addendum to it that Luke includes in his gospel, but Matthew leaves out altogether. And that's the addendum of that little parable about a man coming in the middle of the night and banging on his neighbor's door, asking or demanding that he provide some bread for him because has a visitor has come to him and he has no bread baked to give him. What is that little parable that Luke adds to his gospel telling us? Usually, the interpretation of that parable is one that is teaching perseverance in prayer. The man banging on the door doesn't give up until he gets what he wants. And so in prayer, we have to bang on God's door until he gives us what we want. But that's not a very flattering picture of our God, is it? Another interpretation of that parable is for us to ask ourselves, who are we in the story? Are we the one outside banging on the door, insisting that the one inside respond to our request, our need? Or are we, perhaps, the children in that household who are being disturbed by the one banging on the door and look to the father of the house to silence the man banging on the door so that we, his children, can get back to sleep? We need to understand that in Jesus' time, homes were not multi-room facilities. Most homes were one room. The kitchen, the dining room, the bedroom were all one. And everyone in the household slept together in one place. So someone banging on the door in the middle of the night is going to wake up everybody, create a commotion for them. And their desire is simply that the one banging on the door stop so that they can get back to sleep. The father of the house is the one who is concerned for his children and they're being awakened in the middle of the night. They're being disturbed, their need to get back to sleep, to have some peace and rest. It is that father of the house who is our God. we are not, or God is not, someone who has to be worn down in his resistance to our needs. He is the one who is most concerned about our needs and wants to do what is going to be good for us. Every parent knows the routine of getting up in the middle of the night because a child is awakened. Every parent does his or her best to keep other children in the home quiet so they don't wake the baby. Shh, the baby's asleep. Don't make so much noise. You'll wake him. God is a God who watches over us and wants what is good for us. He is not a God who must be worn down in his resistance to our needs before he will do what is good for us. He is that God who loves us and who does his best for what is good for us.